This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. $16 trillion, that's the economic loss suffered over 20 years due to racism in America, according to a new study by the big bank Citigroup. The study offers policies to add $5 trillion in extra economic activity over the next 5 years. Marketplace's Nova Safo has looked at this. How'd they get to $16 trillion?
Well, the study divides this into several areas where it points out pervasive discrimination against Black Americans, such as home ownership, lower wages compared to white workers. But the biggest factor, David, is entrepreneurship. $13 trillion lost to the economy because Black people are not getting the same access to business loans. Big banks are too often turning them down, or Black entrepreneurs get less capital to work with. And I spoke this morning with one of the study's authors, Catherine Mann, who is the global chief economist at Citigroup.
Many Black entrepreneurs end up going into businesses that don't generate as many jobs, don't generate as much wealth, because they don't have the access to capital to start the businesses that will generate more wealth, more jobs, and more income for more people, not only themselves.
And policies to add back $5 trillion to the economy. What does this report propose, Nova?
Well, they have a long list of proposals, but on the entrepreneurship front, Catherine Mann told me big banks like hers do have a role to play.
Financial institution making a commitment to purchase from those Black-owned businesses, and financial institutions making a commitment to ensuring that Black entrepreneurs get access to the capital they need to succeed.
And to that end, this morning, Citi announced it'll spend $1 billion over the next 3 years on various initiatives to reduce the wealth gap. Other companies have taken similar measures recently, such as Pepsi, Bank of America, and Walmart. But you look at this 100-page study, David, and it's clear there's lots of work to be done.